Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wapshaw, coming to you from TCO Studios at Winter Park after a 17-14 victory by your Vikings over the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. The Vikings are 2-0 heading to Carolina this weekend. Before we get to the game, we got to get to your questions. So here we go. Question number one comes from Tehran. Defense looks solid, but we have to stop with all the penalties and injuries. Without both of those, we would have demolished the Packers. Well, there are no style points for victories in the NFL. You win by 3 or you win by 30, it counts as one win. The Vikings got a big one on Sunday night. But Tehran is right. Too many penalties in that game. 12 for the Vikings when all was said and done for over 130 yards. You got to reduce those if you want to go on the road and beat good teams like the Panthers. The next question comes from Mitch. What is your analysis of Alex Boone in the first games of the season? Well, I think with Alex Boone, you can say the same about him that you can say about the entire offensive line. Against Tennessee, really good in pass pro, needed some work in the running game. And against the Packers, some ups and downs in both phases, the run and the pass. Alex is still new. He's only played 2 games with the Vikings. We all know the offensive line needs time to gain synergy. I think they'll do just that over the course of the season. Our next question comes from Phil. What's the story on Diggs' TD celebration? Well, I think he's pretending to dig, because that's his last name, Diggs. It's simple, but clever, and I hope we see it like 20 more times this year. The next question comes from Corey. How do you see Treadwell fitting into the mix the remainder of the season? We had the same question last week. I know he's a first-round wide receiver and everyone wants him to play a ton, but remember, the Vikings are bringing back a lot of experience at that position, and this is a team that won 11 games last year and is looking to do even better this year. It's a well-oiled machine. It's going to take the rookie a little bit of time to fit in. Also, Stephon Diggs was inactive for 3 games last year before he became a contributor. You can't fault Treadwell for following that same path. The next question comes from Dale. What is it going to take for the O-line to step up? We have great linemen, but they haven't quite played as a unit yet. But just as we said earlier with the Alex Boone question, it takes time for the offensive line to gain synergy. Remember, Matt Khalil and Joe Berger and Brandon Fusco all are returning starters, but there are 2 new starters in the mix and a new offensive line coach. So, it's not time to panic. The Vikings are 2-0. They have a foundation upon which to improve. Let's give those guys some time to get better. And our last question comes from Evan. If AP is down for a while, do you see us going away from the running game? Definitely not. The Vikings offense will still look to maintain a balance. Remember how well Matt Asiata played in Adrian Stead in 2014? Remember how excited we all have been about Jerick McKinnon? Well, those two guys will get some more run if Adrian is not able to play for the foreseeable future. So no, the Vikings will not go away from the run. It will be more important for the passing game to pick up the slack, but Asiata and McKinnon can shoulder some of the load. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but more content coming your way this week on Vikings.com, including Everson Griffin Wired. Yes, we had the microphone on Everson Griffin for the inaugural regular season game at US Bank Stadium, where he got a sack of Aaron Rodgers. That will be a lot of fun to watch. Also, we'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six, so send your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and you could be included in next week's Pick Six.